proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue our study of symbols of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament by looking at the scapegoat featured in the 16th chapter of the book of Leviticus. God directed the high priest to select two goats for a burnt offering. Aaron would present them before the tabernacle. He would then kill one of these animals as chosen by lot and apply its blood to the mercy seat. God commanded him that the other animal, quote, shall be presented alive before the Lord, to make an atonement with him and to let him go for a scapegoat into the wilderness, unquote. God ordered the high priest to, quote, lay both his hands upon the head of the live goat and confess over him all the iniquities of the children of Israel and all their transgressions and all their sins, unquote. By doing that, Aaron would be symbolically transferring the sins and iniquities of Israel to this animal known as the scapegoat. Afterwards, Aaron needed to send the goat away, quote, by the hand of a fit man into the wilderness, unquote. Both the sacrifice goat and the scapegoat functions as types of Jesus Christ. The sacrifice goat needed to die so that the high priest could sprinkle its blood into the Holy of Holies. This action highlighted the necessity of using shed blood as a means of atonement. As the writer of Hebrews noted in the 9th chapter of his epistle, quote, almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission, unquote. In this session, though, our focus will be on the role of the living animal, known as the scapegoat. The scapegoat typified Jesus Christ as the one who took upon himself the sins of the world. In Isaiah chapter number 53, that prophet foretold that the Messiah, as God's servant, would bear the griefs and sorrows of his people. In addition, the servant would also carry their iniquities. This citation pointed to Jesus Christ as the bearer of the sins of the world. A similar function performed by the scapegoat of Leviticus 16, who bore the sins of the children of Israel upon himself. A Jewish tradition held that before they released the scapegoat, the Israelites would attach a scarlet cloth to one of its horns. If the fabric turned white, they interpreted that as an indication of God's forgiveness of their sins. By having the Israelites send the scapegoat into the wilderness, God symbolically taught them that he no longer held their sins against them. God spoke of a future time in the 50th chapter of Jeremiah when, quote, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and there shall be none, and the sins of Judah, and they shall not be found, for I will pardon them whom I reserve, unquote. Spoke of a time when the iniquity for sins would be covered by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and that those who pleaded that shed blood would receive God's forgiveness of sins. Both of the goats in Leviticus chapter 16 therefore foreshadowed different aspects of the work of Jesus Christ. The goat that was sacrificed represented the Son of God as dying for the sins of the world. The one released, the scapegoat, depicted the Savior as the one who bore the iniquities of the world upon himself. Through this particular ritual, God was teaching the Jewish people that he would provide his own sacrifice, one whose blood would completely cleanse them from sin, and one who would upon himself bear their sins. Jesus Christ fulfilled both functions on the cross of Calvary. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.